If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
Welcome to Press This, the WordPress community podcast featuring exclusive content and interviews with leaders in the WordPress community, covering everything from development to integrating your digital marketing strategy with WordPress. Join host David Vogelpohl of WP Engine and special guests from across the community as they keep you up to speed on the latest advancements in WordPress. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. This is your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This. As a reminder, you can follow me on Twitter at WPDavidV, and you can subscribe to Press This on Red Circle, iTunes, Spotify, or download the latest episodes at WMR.fm. In this episode, we're going to be talking about generating great content wicked fast with artificial intelligence. And joining us for that conversation is someone I know very well and glad to have on the show. I'd like to welcome Mr. Vito Peleg. Vito, welcome to Press This.
Thank you. It's good to be back, David.
Yeah, that's right. You've been here before. I remember you were talking about, was it WP Feedback back in the day? Today, we're talking about your brand new project, Bertha AI. And for those listening, what Vito is going to share is a little bit about his WordPress-centric solution that he's built, which allows you to basically harness the power of people and robots to effortlessly create awesome content for your WordPress site in seconds. WordPress-based solutions. I'm really excited to learn a little bit about that. And then generally, how you think of content creation with websites. So really excited for this, Vito.
Awesome. Me too.
All right. Well, it's been a while since your last interview, and I actually do not... I do remember this story, but I don't think other listeners remember it. Could you tell me your... briefly tell me your WordPress origin story?
Sure. So I got to know WordPress about 13 years ago. And building a few websites for myself where I used to be in a band, in a rock band. And that was my first kind of dive into this space. And later on, I took the band on the road and we started touring all over Europe. And as a way of making some extra money, you know, on the side while we were driving and living from a van, I started building websites for clients, literally from the back of the van. Basically stealing Wi-Fi from McDonald's as we were passing by. And once we turned 30 and it wasn't really nice to live in a smelly van with four other guys anymore, we got to put an end to that stage. And I started building a web agency here in London in the UK, rapidly grew to a team of 12 before pivoting to building products, first with WP Feedback, then turned to Adarim, and then now with Bertha.ai with my co-founder, Andrew Palmer, that you also know, David, right?
Sure. Yeah.
So we're basically trying to tackle the challenges that we had through the agency. With Adarim, it started there and it's still going and going strong. But we also saw a really cool opportunity with the latest AI advances that were happening over the past couple of years to bring this concept into WordPress for the first time.
Awesome. Well, I'm really looking forward to unpacking that with you here. Now, you mentioned the story, like, burst in my memories as I was saying that earlier that I didn't remember it, but that was cool about the back of the van story, where building sites for your rock band and then kind of turning it into a freelance business. We just had Topher DeRosia of was WP Heroes, is that right? I'm getting it wrong. Hero Press on last week, and he talked a lot about the role WordPress plays and kind of changing people's careers. I wonder if you look longingly, though, on the days with the four smelly guys in the van, though. Like, I imagine you had some fun, too, Vito.
We had a blast, but I wouldn't go back to living in a van anymore. That was nice for the 20s, but not so much now with family and stuff. So I'm glad to be at home in front of a computer and doing what I love in a different way, as long as it's creative, you know.
I love it. I love it. Great. Well, so you talked about your journey with the kind of freelancing work, Adorim and WP Feedback that preceded it, and you kind of built up to Bertha AI. Could you explain what Bertha AI is? .AI.
Yes. So Bertha AI is a content generator that is built directly into the website. So we're leveraging AI models to generate all types of content that you would need in different areas of the website. So from building landing pages and home pages, about us pages, contact us, and all of those kind of stuff, to creating full-on blog posts, but then also tackling all of the SEO related stuff, like creating title tags and description tags at scale, creating product descriptions, courses and lessons descriptions, you know, all of the stuff that we usually kind of stare at the blank sheet and try to figure out what to write. So Bertha essentially does this for us.
So I used it, you know, prior to this interview, and actually a few episodes ago, Vito, we did an on-air demo of it where we were like typing in random phrases and seeing what it said. Nice. So to break it down, of course, for listeners who can't see it, there are basically fields in the back end, and you're able to generate. So help explain, like, how does the visual part of it work? Like, when you're using it, like, help explain right to the listeners, like, what they would expect when they experienced it.
So what we tried to do is we tried to bring the experience to exactly where you're writing. So you can imagine this kind of like Grammarly, where it appears in every text area that you start typing. So with Bertha, it's kind of the same. Every text area that you would start typing in, you would see Bertha's logo popping up in the corner. And you can click it to ask for content for this particular area from more than 40 different content templates. Now, when I say templates, it doesn't mean that it's templated, but it's more like models. So we can have like a USP, a unique selling proposition, or a tagline for a website, or what, how to write a creative.
When you're feeding it in, meaning you're entering the content, some of the content to give it an idea of what to generate. Like, that was what I experienced when I used it. Like, you kind of needed to get it going on a topic.
So you can actually do it once at the beginning when you install the plugin, or if you go to the settings screen, you can give it like a like the name of the brand, a brief description of what the company or the website is about, and then set up a target audience and a tone of voice. Now, the cool thing about the tone of voice is that this can really be anything. So one of the cool things is for users to go in there and try and type Arnold Schwarzenegger and see how it starts talking. And, you know, it starts to tell you to get to the chopper, you know, and stuff like this. So the tone of voice makes a lot of difference. And that can also be like friendly or witty or funny or smart, or, you know, any type of a voice that you want to give Bertha. And once you do that once, every place that you go throughout the website, inside the page builders, inside the Gutenberg interface, inside every field of every text field that you would find in the WordPress UI, a sidebar will just scroll from the side and will allow you to choose from one of those models to push in content based on your need.
Yes. So like in my experience, I remember I put in like, I remember it asked me like, what does the business do? And I was like, manage WordPress hosting for businesses, thinking of WP Engine, the company I work for, of course. And like, it came up with some eerily close ones and like things like, or almost identical to even things we had on our site, which was really interesting, like picking up topics I hadn't fed it, talking about the server infrastructure and things like that. And so that was really clever. And then like we used other examples live on the air where we came up with like nonsensical things that didn't really exist and it totally crashed, I felt, in that case. But I felt like maybe it was because of that nonsensical nature of our things we were trying to get it to write content around. But do you think that AI isn't even in a place right now where it can reasonably replace human authors? Or do you think that that's not really what it's supposed to be doing right now? Or how do you think of that in general? Like, is it at a spot where you could literally just drop it straight in, or where do you feel it's at?
You can. So I would position this in, it depends on the human, right? So I try to look at this as like, you know, a risk reward type of situation. So when you're a client or when you're a website operator that doesn't know much about content, Bertha is going to be, or the AI is going to be far more superior than what you can do. I even find it better than what I'm trying to write or what I'm trying to say sometimes, even on our own website. We're using Bertha to illustrate things that sometimes it's hard for us as the person that is emotionally attached to what we're trying to do to articulate the message in a coherent or let's even say precise way. You know, we're saying too much.
So that prior example I gave when I was trying to get it to write copy for WP Engine, you think that's happening? It sounds like you think that's happening enough where people actually can use it straight up as it's suggested from the AI in their site, which obviously has a lot of benefits. If you're trying to get a site put together quickly, or just your kind of, as you put it, had writer's block perhaps on coming up with the content. I want to think about this because, like, as you described it, though, it's like people are engaging with the suggestions in the fields that the humans would normally enter. So I really want to understand how this relationship between the AI and the humans works, and or just generally, and of course with Bertha. But we're going to take our first break and we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. We're in the middle of our episode talking about Bertha AI, a WordPress-centric solution for using artificial intelligence to create wicked cool content for your site in seconds. Right before the break, we were talking with Vito from Bertha AI a little bit about the quality of AI suggestions. Vito, I was really kind of surprised to hear you say that it's very common actually to use the suggestions as they are. But I kind of want to switch a little bit into the kind of way the AIs support humans. So for those that aren't using it just as it's written, how do you think that using Bertha supports human authorship?
Right. So for basically the way that it works is like the human mind thinks. So when we have accumulated knowledge over a topic, or just as from our previous experience, we can talk about this the same way that we're talking about Bertha from my deeper experience than yours, but also from your experience using it yourself. So we have different perspectives and different viewpoints on how this particular topic should be discussed. So the AI works really the same. It tries to bring the description or a bit of the information that you brought in, along with hundreds of billions of lines of text that it read from all across the internet. And it's not just going to give you like the copy paste version of it from different type of areas. It basically talks like the human mind thinks. So we string parts of words together as we're talking into forming sentences and then forming concepts and then forming stories. So if we're talking about this in a collaboration with a human, you want to look at this as to what am I trying to say, or even taking it a step further or letting Bertha suggest to you what you're trying to say, and then take it from that and expanding this from your personal experience, from your deeper experience into each one of the topics that you may be talking about. Like managed WordPress, Bertha probably knows quite a lot about this because there's a lot of information about this on the internet. But David, you've been doing this for so many years, you probably know more than her into keep expanding on what she started and get deeper into the topic.
So it sounds like the kind of like material, the benefit you would feel from this is that you're creating content faster. But it's because you're using a better starting point, which is kind of funny to hear you talk about, like, yeah, but that starting point was modeled on humans. So Yes. It's not like it's like a totally artificial start. It modeled itself on the way humans talk about these topics, suggests exactly. its own version of that. And then from there, you basically can spin it. And so I could imagine like using this on a site or page I'm building to just like drop the content blobs in there and then go back and edit them to the way I see fit.
And I think that, let's say educated writers or people that have been doing this before, they turn from being the writer to becoming the editor. It's exactly like you're saying. So you don't need to work so much on trying to come up with concepts or trying to come up with the creative ideas of conveying your message. You can let Bertha do the heavy lifting, and then you just go in and make it nicer, make it more on point regarding your exact viewpoint. But if you're not, then using it as is probably going to be better than what you would come up with not knowing how to do this.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. I mean, there's obviously the speed benefit from getting the suggestion and being able to edit it. You know, the other thing that stood out to me that didn't initially stand out to me is you and I were DMing about Bertha as you were starting to release it, but I later saw it on your site, was your reference to Ipsum Lorem. And right. I remember from my freelance and agency days, I would always mock up pages with like, I wouldn't use Ipsum Lorem. I wouldn't use the final copy. I would just have the designers like, just get it, just describe it as best as you can and use that copy for the placeholder and not Ipsum Lorem. So that way they can start to get a feel for like how the page is going to cascade down. Right. Is that a common use case you think people are using Bertha for?
Yeah, we even some of the users started calling it the Lorem Ipsum Killer, and we liked it so much that we made this the top line on the website, which is basically the only line on the website that wasn't written by Bertha directly.
Really? That's cool.
Yeah.
So the whole Bertha.ai website on the homepage is written by the AI.
Exactly. And we tried to make this almost religiously, you know, so that we wouldn't touch it with a human hand. But even just by adding the Lorem Ipsum Killer as the tag, as the first tagline on or the USP on the website, later we found that Bertha is starting to use this sentence in other text because it was fed into its description in the settings area. So now it became part of her way of addressing the other pieces of content throughout the website.
That's really interesting. I'm going to have to go read back through the content now to see what I think of it. But like, so you kind of mentioned that like editing the description in adding the Lorem Ipsum Killer content into it changed its output. And we're kind of getting into the training side of AI. Are there other aspects of Bertha that allow the user to train the AI other than the description?
Well, any modification that you would make to the four input fields, that's the brand name, the target audience, the tone of voice, and the description itself, is going to present completely different results. And even just by modifying, just removing one word or just trying to say the same thing, but in a different way, would probably result in a different result and different outputs from the AI. So these are the four data points that we're giving to it on top of all of the information that was fed into it, into the core AI model.
Okay, so if I'm like a super hyper nerd all into AI training, I'm not going to get my hands real dirty here, but you've given the users the kind of like the key inputs to affect the outputs versus like a super granular training approach.
Yeah, we wanted to make this super simple and accessible to as many people as possible so that they can actually use it in their own way. But we also have the what we call the long form content generator, which is basically not working based on those models or templated ideas. It allows you for complete freedom. That is like one of the pro screens in the back end of WordPress, where it's just a text area where as you're typing, every time that you click the button, Bertha would read back 3,000 words up the page and then continue to write from that point on. So really it unlocks a whole different world of possibilities, from writing blog posts, which was the initial use case, but to writing songs and stories and full-on novels. Really, it depends on what the previous 3,000 words were.
Ooh, yeah, that long form content. Now we're talking. So basically, what you wrote prior essentially becomes a training mechanism with the AI that it will then use to suggest the next batch of tags, basically.
Exactly.
That's cool. Okay, so we got the short form content, we got the long form content, and we got your homepage built with the content from Bertha. Very, very interesting. So have you seen, other than Bertha, someone build like a whole site or many, many web pages only using the content that Bertha generates, not their own twist?
Yes, 100%. We have a lot of agencies that are using this now as the way to present content to clients. So instead of sitting on the fence, waiting for days, weeks, and sometimes years for the clients to take action on something that they're not supposed to know how to do, agencies, what they do is, like you were using some of the text areas to explain to the client what you would want them to write about, people just straight up click the button and create the content for them. And then again, the client becomes the editor and just says, yeah, I like that. Or, you know what, that doesn't really apply to us so much. Or, we actually weren't founded in 2019. We were founded in 2017. So change this and change that.
It's a very iterative way of thinking. You know, I used to always say is, everyone hates their website design a week after it launches, right? There's always something they want to change about it. And the content, of course, is part of that. So no matter what you want, somebody's going to want to change it. It's really interesting to think about it also in that freelancer and agency use case where folks are sitting on their hands waiting for clients to provide content. I know that was a big theme of yours at WP Feedback. So it's interesting to see it also emerge here. I want to dig a little deeper.
It actually started from this. We were thinking about incorporating this AI as a feature in Adorim, what was WP Feedback. And then as we were starting to build this internally, it just seemed so awesome that it would be a waste to use this just as a like a side feature inside our big platform.
Oh, so you got to split it off. Yeah, that's amazing. So like along the way, you've been talking about this data you fed into the AI and trained it with to help it learn about all these topics. I want to ask you actually about that, but we're going to take our last break and we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. We're in the middle of talking to Vito Peleg of Bertha AI about his new WordPress-centric solution for creating content quickly inside of WordPress. Vito, right before the break, you were talking about how you knew of quite a few white websites, and particularly those built by freelancers and agencies that would use the content Bertha creates as is with very little, if any, edits. And I really like that as a solution to getting past the blocker of your clients not providing your content. Right. But along the way, you've talked about how Bertha's been trained on certain types of content to learn about information. Matter of fact, I suspect you didn't feed it information for my nonsensical examples I mentioned earlier, where we were trying to get it to suggest stuff live. But how did you do that? Like, what content did you feed it and why?
Right. So all of the latest tools that are out there regarding content generation, they're all using this one extremely advanced model that is called GPT-3. And the interesting thing about GPT-3 is the fact that, I like to compare this to, like, let's say before this model came about, the size of information or content that was fed into an AI in this world was equivalent to the size of a tennis ball, for example. And then GPT-3 came out, and this went from a tennis ball to the size equivalent to the size of the Earth. So it's just like a huge quantum leap in the ability of training the AI or with the information that was fed into it. So that was the first thing that really unlocked the possibility for this new emerging industry over the past couple of years, 2 years or so. But then the way that you take this step further is by taking this core knowledge of the AI and training it based on your own experience to create what I mentioned as the templates or the different models for the different bits of text. So I built more than 800 websites throughout the past decade. Andrew as well with his agency built a couple of thousands of websites even over the same period of time. So we took all that we know about creating website copy, creating blogs, creating, converting product descriptions, and we asked the right questions to the AI so that when you feed those four pieces of information, the brand, the description, the tone of voice, and the audience, it will take this along with the training that we did for each type of content and will give you that awesome result in return. So it's like going to an expert copywriter that knows how a website should be structured, what should be on the top area, what should be next to the contact us form, for example, what should be on the how it works sections, and then just telling them about your business. And because he's done this so many times before, he can already talk about this. But the additional layer that was introduced with the AI is on top of our experience as people that wrote copy for websites, is the vast amount, the world size level of content that was fed into it initially, which makes Bertha, to a certain degree, an expert on many, many, many topics around the world, even on stuff that are just ideas, because it can string concepts and ideas and connect stories from different aspects throughout the internet to articulate and understand what you're trying to do now with this new concept that you're building.
Very interesting. So you're able to leverage the GPT-3 model effectively, create Yes. your own training mechanisms through the four fields that the user enters in the back end to generate content throughout the rest of the site, plus the long form training mechanism. And then from there, you're able to take the suggestions and effectively present them to the author in the back end, and they can accept them as is or edit them. And effectively, you're able to leverage the GPT-3 model as the platform, or should I say a stepping stone, if you will, to build out the broader application that you've effectively created with Bertha AI. Does that sound like a good summary there, Vito?
Yeah, there's three levels in a nutshell. There is the core knowledge provided by GPT-3. There is our knowledge that is fed into the different models. And there is the user's knowledge fed into those description areas.
Excellent. Awesome. Love it. Thank you so much for joining us today, Vito.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, David.
Always a pleasure. If you'd like to learn more about what Vito is up to, please visit bertha.ai. Again, this has been your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.